Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, everybody. This is Jennifer O, and we're live in Hawaii. And this show today is going to be about relationships. So there's some stuff that I wanted to talk about regarding relationships, because I'm getting a lot of questions involving them. It seems like everybody wants to be in one, and when they're in one, they're not happy about the one that they're in, and then when they're out of one, then they wish they had that one back again, and everybody's happiness seems to be directly involved in relationships, and everybody has always heard about the thing where you see somebody in a really happy relationship, and they're really excited about things that that has happened and maybe been in some bad past relationships and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden when they weren't looking is when they end up falling into a really great relationship. And there's a reason for that. They, you know, when you're not looking for something, usually your focus is on something else. You tend to be usually more happy at that point in time. You know, you tend to be focused on some other different things. When you focus completely on having a relationship is when it starts to become stressful. Then you start desperately wanting to be in a relationship, and then you start realizing what, you know, thinking that you're missing something in a relationship, and then you start getting upset about it. And all of those things can cause you to draw in the wrong type of relationship. So our co-host is here.
I was dawdling around, and actually Jen goes, we have a show, and I was like, oh, my goodness, relationships, yeah, this is always a good show. And Jen is very gracious in the mini readings that she does on the radio, because she'll do a lot of different subjects, as all of her fans know, and most of the questions are still about relationships. I like what our Kumu, currently Aloha Carol, says about relationships in relation to it's okay to be alone if you love the one you're alone with.
Right, but that seems to be the problem. So yeah, everybody's having a hard time, you know, with some happiness and issues in their own life, with career, with money, with the economy, with that sort of thing. So they seem to be instantly gratified, they feel like, with relationship. I mean, it just makes them feel like, you know, the initial stages when they're all excited.
And it's not always a romantic relationship either, right?
No.
It can be business, friendship,
right.
any kind of thing like that. I mean, you know.
But romantic ones, you have the initial.
I don't recommend those.
Yeah. You have the initial, the exciting part, the honeymoon stage.
Yeah,
and so when people get into the honeymoon stage of the relationship, then they start getting all, thinking that they're so happy and the relationship is the cause of why they're happy.
And I would like to say, by the way, you've been married how many years?
23.
I would like to say, having known Jennifer all of her life, that I'm sure that there were points that she might argue with me, but I've never met a couple that I've known so long that really basically kind of are pretty close to that stage most of the time with each other. It's pretty interesting to see their relationship. And sure, they've worked through some things, but they keep it the higher vibration most of the time.
Well, that brings up a very good point. Actually, one of the things that I go over in readings a lot, and we do have a lot of callers online, so we will be getting to you guys shortly. I assume it's going to be mostly relationship questions. But, you know, one of the things that people don't do that I notice are that they tend to – that causes a lot of problems in relationships, and this is women or men – they tend to get into a relationship in the honeymoon stages. They know who they're dating. They know the type of person. They know if they smoke or don't smoke. They know if they're like to party or not party. They know what types of interests that they have, because that's getting to know each other, and they continue to date them. Well, when they get into the relationship so far and the newness wears off, the honeymoon stage wears off, those things start to irritate you. Like, you know, if you don't have a common, if you don't have a common ground, if you weren't going into the relationship looking for a very compatible match, which is what I suggest everybody should do. And I don't mean you have to just look for it. I just mean be aware of if you're a compatible match or not. Because if you are aware if you're going to be in a compatible match with somebody or not, what's going to happen is your awareness is going to draw to you the people that you want to be – you know, the type of things that you want in a person. You'll have a mental checklist of the type of person that you want to draw into your life, whether they be health-oriented or whether they like to surf or whether they like to travel. If you have an idea in your head of that type of person, those are the people that you will draw into your life. And if you don't settle for somebody that's less than, which is what just so many people do, and then they get into the relationship further because they're afraid to be alone, they're afraid that nobody else is going to, you know, be around to date because everybody's taken. And then they start getting upset because, you know, once you get into those and all the newness wears off, they find out that they're not compatible. They find out that these people are not somebody that they have common interest and common ground with. So that pulls you apart and you start to nitpick.
By the way, I just want to say I hate it when you answer my questions before I ask them.
Oh.
Because those were too...
it's like I'm psychic or something.
Yeah, it is like you're psychic. Okay. It's like you're reading my mind or something. but I was going to ask you about that because what you're talking about, you know, people, you know, keeping kind of a checklist of what they want or knowing what they want. I was going to ask you, how do you, as an intuitive guide and counselor, help people to not settle for less? Because there's so many of us out there that have fallen into the trap of this is the only one for me, and this is, you know, I've got to make it work. How do you help them
keep from
putting that round peg into a square hole?
Because if you continue to do that long enough, you'll get exhausted and tired and come to me continuously and tell you, I pounded into your head that this is not working. You know, it's exhausting to try to get the round peg to fit in the square hole. And after you do it, or vice versa, and you do it a number of times in a number of very unhappy relationships for both of you, it never works for either party, not just one. You get tired and want to make a change. When you're ready to make a change, you will understand that you will create, you will draw into you energetically the people that you're thinking about. So if you're thinking there's nobody out there, you know, I really need to find somebody and there's only so many people out there and I'm going to, you know, that guy's cute or that girl's cute. A lot of the cute people, when you get it below the surface, that'd be like buying a book because the cover looked great. And then you get into the book and go, well, this is crap. What's this? I'm not even interested. This isn't even the same subjects I like. Why am I reading this? You know, it's exactly like that. They get into it further and realize there's no substance to the relationship. However, for all of you people out there, there are plenty of people around if you're aware. They will universally, they're drawn to you. People are attracted to you in rooms drawn by your energy. And whether you believe it or not, if it's not working for you right now, just try it and see what happens.
How do they know then? My question would be, how would we know when it's time, of course, to make a change? What starts happening to us?
One, you're in a crappy relationship or not in one. Because if you're in a hard, and if you're in a relationship that's really hard and really you're really unhappy and you're very incompatible, that's a problem. But
not everybody's ready to get out of that.
No, they're not. They're not.
How can they tell? Okay, I'm starting to actually change for the better. How can they know that? Is it just because they're starting to really be aware that
they're starting to be aware that it's a pattern?
This is sucking more and more.
Yes, and it's over and over again. And I don't suggest you necessarily jump out of all your relationships because we also learn what we do want and what we don't want from being in those relationships. That's exactly how you learn. I would like somebody to be more sensitive or cuddly or more independent, or I would like somebody that would like to travel more. You only learn those things because of the relationships you're currently in. It's because things, a lot of times, you're not aware of that. So one other thing, and then we're going to take some calls because we have a lot of people waiting, is everybody, when you get into a relationship with somebody, one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they know full and well when they go into the relationship the type of person that they're dealing with, but they're so in the honeymoon stage, they don't care. But once they get into the relationship a little farther, they start faulting that person for having the exact same qualities that they knew they had in the first place.
For being who they are, yeah.
For being exactly who they are. That is not fair to you, and it is not fair to your partner. So if you go into a relationship full well knowing that somebody, let's say, doesn't like to exercise and you like to exercise a lot, and then they start eating more and being more unhealthy and you start getting more healthy, and then you start getting angry at them because you can't eat at the same places and because they're not concerned about their health, that's just not even fair. So you really need to accept one of the hugest, hugest points I can give for anybody, and I can't stress enough for anybody in a relationship, is you really need to accept your partner for who that they are. I don't care, and this is going to really probably upset some people, but I don't care. If you're in a relationship and they continuously cheat on you, if they continuously disappoint you, or whatever the thing may be, if you stay in the relationship, let it go and understand the type of person you're dealing with and be happy for the qualities that they do have that you like. Don't stay in the relationship and constantly complain or be upset or, you know, just think this is the most worthless person that's alive. If you're going to choose to stay, please enjoy their good qualities. Enjoy, because they will have some qualities. Obviously, if you're choosing to stay, they have some qualities that you like.
If you're choosing to stay, don't bitch about it.
Find the great things.
You're choosing to stay.
Because at one point in time, there was great things about that person. So the best thing you can do for yourself and your partner is to always try to see the good things. Try to let go of the bad things. I'm not talking about like physical abuse or anything like that. You know, that's very important for you to protect yourself at that point and not be in something like that. But I'm talking about the little things that irritate people, you know, that they won't commit to the extent that you want them to, but you're still staying. That they, you know, maybe smoke or like to do different activities or won't travel or want to travel. These things you need to just accept. Accept your partner for who that they are. You would want them to accept you for who you are. And that's really fair all the way around. So we're going to take a couple of calls here. And I'm going to try to keep these calls to one question because I've been getting so many calls on every show that we're not getting to everybody.
And I am here to police her on that.
And also, if you guys would like a couple of different things, if you would like a more in-depth reading, you can go to jenniferopsychic.com. You can join my Facebook page from there. Also, I'm doing a new thing called Ho'omana Consulting. Ho'omana Consulting, and that's really some amazing stuff. The women are just loving that. It's something that you can do 3 sessions or 6 sessions, and you can space them out, you know, weekly or however that you want to.
And it's more than just psychic readings.
It's more than psychic readings. What that is it's kind of an empowerment type session with some guidance and some direction and it's a lot of spiritual guidance and direction. It's where I do some channeling for you to help guide you through some different stages of your life. And I mean, women are coming out of these things going, my God, this is the coolest thing I've ever done. They love it. It's such a hit. It's very different than anything else that's out there right now. And that's the Ho'omana Consulting.
Yes, which means, of course, spiritual empowerment, increasing personal spiritual power, Ho'omana.
Yes.
It's very exciting, and I've seen some of the work. So.
Yeah, and if you're interested.
It's not just for women either.
No, it's not just for women, but it's really women are loving it. Okay, we're going to take this first caller, area code 609.
Hi.
Aloha.
Hi.
Aloha.
Thank you.
What's your question today?
Okay, I've been seeing somebody on and off for 7 months. He's absolutely wonderful. I like everything about him, but just the commitment thing
say, before you even get into that, is he having a hard time committing fully in the way that you want him to?
Yes.
Yes, actually, I wish I would have caught you sooner. I would have amazed you even more. Because I see that right off the bat, hon. You know, is this getting to a point in your life where you've been through some other relationships and really feel like you want some stability, and with the stability comes commitment? Does that sound fair?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And he's really everything you're looking for, but he doesn't feel like commitment's a huge thing at this point in time.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is the thing. This is exactly, you're such a great caller for this show. You know, he's really pretty committed to you. I mean, do you realize this?
No, I didn't realize it.
Okay. I mean, like, you know, he enjoys a lot of things about you, and his heart is pretty committed to you. But he doesn't, it makes him nervous, the commitment stuff. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, what what my advice for you is what I give a lot of people, but in your particular situation, this is the thing. If you're going to, this guy does have some really great qualities and really great fits for you in particular, so there's a good fit. You need to decide for yourself how important this commitment thing is. If you want to stay in this relationship, because I don't feel like he's going to change his mind on this very easily, and if you force him to, he's going to get unhappy. Okay?
No one. So this, no one force him.
No, no. What I mean is, like, if you kind of go, you know, I really need this as part of the relationship. Not like you'd force him. You know what I mean? But like where he's feeling like he's getting an ultimatum type of thing. Like, you know, we're either going to have to. I need to feel like you're in this completely with me, or you're out. You know, so that, and that's fair for you to say, by the way.
Yeah.
That's very fair for you to say, but I feel like that's going to rock the boat on your relationship a little bit, and he needs to come around on his own. So here's the deal. You need to either, number one, enjoy it for what it is and just not even worry about the commitment, but I don't think you're going to be happy doing that. I think it is always going to bother you in the back of your mind. Because I feel that you really want somebody, that's very important on your checklist, see, is to have this commitment or to have the stability of knowing that you don't have to worry and that they're going to be there and that you're that important to them in their life. That shows you something in particular, not in everybody, but for you in particular, it's important. So, just to keep in mind, you're missing a very large part of something on your checklist. Okay. You're missing that from him. So my suggestion to you is actually I would probably move on or not continue the relationship because a couple of different things would happen. Is I think number one is I think he may change his mind and realize that you're a little more important to him than he thought. But for two, you're missing a very large component, and there would be somebody, if you guys don't work it out, although I still think he would change his mind if you just said, you know what, I need to go another way where there's some more commitment to me, because that's part of something that I'm really searching for at this point in my life, then I think he would kind of follow you. I really, really do. It may take him some time, but I think that he would realize that he really wants to be in your life. But if not, there would be somebody else that would be coming along for you not long after. It seems like it would be about 3 months or so that you would also have a lot of things that you're interested in.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So
yep.
Enjoy it for what it is, which is very light and very fun, and a lot of good things are happening with your connection. But realize you're missing a very large part of what you want in a relationship at this point in your life. So you can either settle for that, which I don't recommend, or you can understand that there is more people like that out there for you. There will be more connections. And the reason that there will be is because I feel like you've shifted in your life. And you've started to be more aware of some of the things that you've wanted out of a mate or a partner. And so you're going to draw more of those people into your life at this point in time because you learned when you were younger.
Yes, good.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to do wonderful. Don't even worry about it. Just kind of follow your happiness because it's going to come after you.
Great. I needed to hear that. Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Hi.
Aloha.
We're going to get area code 731, and they're not on yet. Oh, there we go. 731, are you on that? Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Aloha.
Aloha. How are y'all?
Good.
Wonderful. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks. I have a very specific question, and I'm not wondering about any specific person, but I've been doing a lot of work on myself, and I'm at a place that feels really good, and I'm wondering if you know of any barriers or anything that I could be holding on to that I need to release to get that great love.
Yeah, it feels like you have a little bit of an impatience gene. And I only laugh because I have that myself.
She does, trust me.
It's terrible. I can work and get everything vibrating perfectly and wonderfully, and everything's like set up universally right, and everybody sees all these things coming to me, and I'm like, huh, well, that seems like it's taken a while. Does anybody else seem like it's taken a while? So, hon, you're doing amazing. I like, you've calmed yourself down. I don't know if you understand what that means, but I feel like you've calmed yourself down and got more of a focus. So I feel like you, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And to ask that question is a great awareness.
It is a great awareness. You're doing wonderfully. So I feel like you've changed a lot over the past 2 years.
Yes.
The other thing is that I'm seeing with you is you're in the learning mode. So I feel like you're constantly looking to improve and see where you can do better, and that is amazing and great and wonderful. But they're saying now, and by there, I'm talking about my guides. It sounds like I'm just talking about, you know, somebody random in the room, which I guess that is. But now it's just time for you to have fun. So you have built your foundation. You have set everything in place. You're really good to go. Now is just time to sit back and enjoy your days on a daily basis. So enjoy going to the movie. Enjoy doing whatever, because you've done so much work that energetically things are coming towards you. It's just going to – it takes a little bit of time, and when that happens, it comes faster if you're just enjoying day-to-day stuff.
I have a real quick thing I want to interject here or ask for the caller and of you. Because she said, do you know of anything that I could be blocking it? Would that thought be a vibrational block in and of itself? Right.
Well, because you are still looking to learn, and she's done so much learning, and she's still searching to learn. And by the way, you will continue to learn all the time. But it's like you've kind of graduated school, and now you're on your your graduation trip. So you've done so much learning that you need a little break, and you need to just calm down and enjoy and go have dinner with friends and go to movies and go just start enjoying life. Just start really loving life and enjoying and laugh. And there you go. Right when you start doing that, you're going to see amazing stuff start falling into place for you.
Yay.
Yes. And okay. That sounds very simple and weird and like, geez, don't I do that already? But I feel like you're going to take that to a whole new level, and when you start going out, you're going to start relaxing more, and you really are going to truly get into the moment of enjoying what you're doing at the time instead of trying to figure out if you're learning more. And once you do that, you're going to be shocked and amazed at how cool things get.
Okay, wonderful.
You have a good job on all the work. Good job. You put in all the work. Now it's the time to enjoy.
Nice to enjoy it. Yeah, have fun.
Okay. It's coming.
Okay.
Okay. Aloha. Yeah, I see things changing for her in the next 2 months. She's going to do a really good job. Area code 262.
Hello there.
You're on the air. Aloha.
Aloha.
Hello.
What can I help you with?
Oh, I'm calling about, I guess, more of a specific relationship. I'm about to embark on a couple-week trip with a friend that I'm curious as to whether it'll become more than friends.
It seems like, are you going somewhere, like, tropical or something?
No, it'll probably be warm, though. It's a long bike ride, a charity bike ride, so we're spending a week together.
It seems warm weather, and, you know, really, it's warm everywhere. I don't know why. That's not very impressive. I see that there's a chance for it to become a little bit more than friends, a little bit more romantic, but just for your information, keep it light, because I don't feel like this turns into a huge thing right now.
Okay.
So... just enjoy it for what it is right now, because that may actually help it develop into the future into some other cool things. So what I'm saying is, if you start to get romantic, don't in your head go from, wow, where's this going to go? Because I have a feeling that you in particular will kind of wonder right away. And you kind of seem to be like a planner. You sort of need to know where some things are heading in your life in your head. Do you do that a lot?
I do, and there's been a lot of chaos in life the last year and a half, 2 years, so I've been trying to get some control over it again. Maybe control is not
right,
the right
answer. You're very organized, and you're very organized in your head, because it seems like you have a lot of different things that are going on in your life, and in order to get all the things done, because you seem to be very busy doing a lot of different things.
I am.
Yeah, so it seems like in order to handle all those, which you handle extremely efficiently. you compartmentalize it and organize in your head, and that will carry over into your relationship. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but for this particular thing, it is. So okay. If with this particular relationship with this person, just love it for what it is when you're doing whatever that you're doing, because I feel like that lightness will possibly develop it into some more fun stuff to where it might develop it into something bigger. If you immediately start going to, well, I'm not really sure where this is going and I'd like to kind of know, are we dating and are we dating other people or what's happening? If you start doing that, it feels like it brings a heaviness in that will freak him out and he will be gone, or your partner will be gone. So the point being there is partners can sense things energetically. And I feel like he would be very sensitive to that. So enjoy and just see what happens. And you have so many other things going in your life. When you start wanting to compartmentalize that stuff, start go over to the other areas of your life and start organizing there. Wow, you are busy. I'm not kidding. I can just feel all kinds of stuff going on around you.
Usually.
You're right. You need a break. But you don't have time for one, do you?
Don't enjoy the bike ride.
Yeah.
It'll happen. I'm just going to have someone to share some of the busyness with, I guess, and I'm curious as to whether...
You're going to have someone to share some of the busyness with in about 3 months.
3 months. Okay. And it may or may not be him, depending on all sorts of factors
we don't know. I don't think it's going to be him. I think it's going to be somebody else, and I think it may possibly be work-related or somebody that you meet through work.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
So very much just enjoy all the other stuff, because what I try to explain to people is, you know, even if you do something else with somebody else in 3 months and have a different relationship, that doesn't mean, you know, still enjoy all the funness and still enjoy all the stuff that you would do with this person and all the activity and all the conversation and the food that you would have and the laughter. Enjoy all that. That's what life's about. That's how you learn to tweak your relationships, and that's how you learn how to make really successful ones by the existing ones that you're in, okay?
And what works and what doesn't.
And what works and what doesn't. So please enjoy this one. Because you need a break, and this will be very fun for you.
Okay. Well, that'll
all
be
right.
Wonderful. I'd like
a wonderful bike ride.
Okay, thank you so much.
Right. You're welcome. Aloha. Okay, we're going on to the next one. Area code 607.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah.
Fine, thank you. I wanted to ask you if you see any relationship for me in the future, because it's been like 4 years. I had a very bad breakup and I haven't been able to get over it.
I love it when I tell people this, but don't freak out when I tell you this. I see something in about a year and a half to 2 years. And the reason I tell you not to freak out is because I could have said like, no, there's never going to be.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So I see that there's about a year and a half to 2 years. But you're having some issues with just happiness in general and some things that are going on in your life right now, yeah?
Yeah. My son has gotten into trouble legally, and my happiness is down the drain because of it.
Well, you know, you really need to well, that's a whole reading here. But actually, you know, there's some stuff that can be worked on with that. And you can't allow, and I sympathize with you wholeheartedly as a mother. But the one thing that I've learned and one thing that is very helpful is you need to be able to not have anybody's happiness or anybody's actions and things tied up. Your own happiness, and that's really important and ridiculously hard as a mother.
It
feels almost impossible as a mother. But you will have some happiness coming back in. And actually, I feel like that's a lot of the stuff that you're going to be dealing with right now is just trying to find your happiness again. And it feels like in about a year and a half, is when you start just relaxing again and start feeling like your normal self. And it seems like there's some responsibility off your shoulders at that point in time where you feel like you can just sort of kind of maybe take care of you, because I feel like you take care of everybody else, or like there's a lot of taking care that you do.
Everybody comes to me, yes.
Yes, you are a caretaker, and it's like you don't get a break. You don't even have any help. They don't even try to help themselves. They just come straight to you and figure you'll figure it out.
So, you're 100% right. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, that's why I have my own show. But
I can't believe it. I try to tell people, you know, everybody comes to me with their problems. I have to solve it, but it's worse than that. It's like they don't even want to know that they have problems. They just go directly to me to solve them.
Exactly. And you're just really exhausted, and it's not really fair. I don't feel like they're supporting you in the way that you're supporting them. And one of the things I feel like you have to learn before I go on to the next caller, because I'm trying to keep it short. I'm surprised I'm not being yelled at by Kaleo here.
Thank you.
But one of the things that you need to learn is that, you know, they're going to still love you, and you can still love them and not give them all your energy, because the more that you do that, the more that it can cause you an energy drain, which causes unhappiness, depression, and it can cause health issues. So my point being, not that you're going to get any of those, but what I'm saying is you're going to have to learn a balance with this, because it's really too much for you, and where you're going to notice is a little bit down the road. So try to find a balance with this and start realizing that you can love them and they can love you without having to take care of everybody all the time, because most of these people are adults.
One thing I wanted to actually interject here, because I had to do this with, like, my own kids, for example, and it was a tough lesson as a father, as a parent, was to be able to look at them as they got older, when they would come to me with things like there were challenges, and look at them and say, wow, that's unfortunate. What are you going to do about that? How are you going to handle that? Because it's their lesson.
Well, and the hardest part is doing that as a mom. I mean,
as a father, it's not easy.
So as a parent, the hardest thing is getting to that part. But because they're going to continue to hound you, you just need to put the stopper on. You really, really do, because in the future, if you don't, your immune system's going to go down a little bit. That's when you start getting, you know, flus and different things. But you have to take care of yourself. You need to be around for a while. And it's just important for you now. Now's your time, Mom. They're getting bigger. All the people that are coming to you, they can do things on their own. They're not going to love you for cutting them off. But, I mean, they will love you. But, I mean, they're going to throw a little fit. But you know what? They'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be helping them in a way that they don't understand right away.
Exactly.
Come down the road by doing that.
Okay.
That's exactly true. Yes, thank you.
Right.
And I'm going to try. You know it's hard because, you know, they push those buttons.
They do, and they know which ones to push. Those are smart people you're dealing with.
They're no dummies. You're right. God bless you both.
You are very, you're important right now, and I feel like this is an important time in your life. So put yourself first for a little bit because, you want to be around for a long time for them.
Yes, and say hello to Hawaii for me.
Pardon?
Say hello to Hawaii for me.
I will do that. You have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye now. Aloha.
Oh, sorry. We got her cut off. I'm going to get through these callers as quick as I can. Again, these are mini readings, so if there's something that, you know, you want to go into further, you can go to my JenniferOPsychic.com and schedule a reading, or you can call 808-753-0920 and schedule a reading.
And your readings are in different blocks.
They're in different blocks, which is why I suggest going to the website, because I have, it has all the information on the readings page.
Not to mention a very pretty picture.
Thank you. We have area code 206. Can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is AJ.
Hi, AJ. What can we help you with?
Relationship question, of course.
Okay.
So I'm in a relationship I've been in for 9 months. Really good connection. The only issue that seems to be coming up is maturity level-wise. Like when we meet, my friends, he kind of tries to overcompensate and kind of dominate.
Is it he or she?
A he.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I started saying he, and then I thought, oh, my gosh. He's a little bit more immature than you are, right?
Yeah. And he's not a very good listener, so he dominates the conversation and kind of...
His energy is also very high, right? Like when he gets nervous,
yeah.
He gets really high energy, and you know... he can, just so that you know, there's a lot of really great things that you guys have some really great compatibility. And the maturity with him will come eventually if you choose to continue the relationship and get into it further. He doesn't want to be, because I feel like he almost for you gets sort of embarrassing or just like you're just like, oh dear, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, he doesn't love to do that to you, but I feel like he gets real nervous and his energy, he doesn't know really how to harness that. And so he just starts blurting things out or behaving a certain way that is maybe inappropriate or something for the friends or the situation that you're in. And so he can learn to harness that a little bit better, but it's going to take a little while. Where you need to be real careful about explaining to him, you know, when you do that, these friends get uncomfortable or it makes this situation uncomfortable because of these certain things. And he doesn't want to make anybody uncomfortable. He doesn't want to be, he would like to be a little bit more accepted, but he's very nervous that he's not going to be accepted.
Yeah. And he wants him to like him, but then he's so overbearing that he gets the opposite effect.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, you have a couple different choices. You can, one, wait it out and see, because eventually his energy level is going to calm down a little bit, but I really feel like that's going to take another year and a half, just so that you know. And or you can maybe do some things more separately on the social level and that sort of thing, but I don't feel like that would make you happy. I feel like you're also getting a little impatient at this point, that you're feeling like that you need somebody a little bit more mature and a little bit more different on a social scale. Does that sound right? Or like, you know, when you're out doing...
He's great when we're by ourselves, but social
right.
part, he's definitely immature.
But I feel like the social friend thing, the event thing, because I also seems like you're doing some events and stuff, it seems like that's a very... It's a good part of your life, though. You do this, you know, more than 10% of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a part of your life that you want to continue to do. So you really need to make a choice. You need to – I just feel like if you continue to go on with that, though, you're going to just get increasingly upset. So either divide the social and just do that thing separately and keep the other, you know, your relationship more of a long time type of thing, or else you may want to move on if you don't want to wait the year and a half till he sort of calms down.
I think it's worth waiting the year and a half, but how can I help?
I think so, too, because I think that you have a lot of different I think that you have a really great compatibility, and I think that that's a good choice. But I do think that he doesn't do it on purpose, nor does he want to embarrass you. So I think that if you help, I want to say train him, but I don't, that sounds like mean. But what I want to say, he needs some coaching on how to behave in these situations. So if you keep your patience and do it nicely and sort of point out some things to him, he's willing to learn, and he's willing to learn for you also.
Okay.
You know, because he would like to be able to, he would like to be able to come up to that level.
Yeah,
he just gets too nervous.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll go away though.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful weekend.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah, I like those. And you know, guys, for everybody that's listening, that was really a great call because. Some of those relationships, even my 22 years that I've been married, you know, we all go through spouses that we really have to work on some issues, and we really have to, when you decide, like that last caller, that the basis of the stuff was worth working
so
on,
important.
That is so important. You don't necessarily ditch.
I call it a microwave relationship world. If I can't get this straightened out right now, then... to heck with you, I'll find somebody else.
Right.
Instead of working and developing character in the relationship.
And what I loved about that last caller is he really realized that there was most of those qualities, he weighed the pros and cons real quick, decided, yes, it is worth waiting for the, you know, the year and a half. And that's what makes a strong, amazing relationship is how you deal with those things that come up, because they are going to come up. I don't care if you are in the absolute most perfect relationship you've ever been in your life. Those instances, those things are going to come up. It's
that's what makes you stronger.
That's absolutely what makes you stronger. And you change. You change over the years. Me and my husband are not the same as we were when we married, you know, it way a long time ago, as well as that relationship that we were just talking about. That guy is going to change quite a bit. And I think that his partner is going to be happy that he waited that out. And you're going to grow together at that point. So, and people are always changing. I don't care. You know, you can't be together for 15 years and be the same people that you were with 15 years prior. It's changing, adjusting, and still appreciating, because you will still have all the base qualities that drew you to those people, but it's appreciating that person that you were drawn to and learning how to change. So,
and understanding that sometimes you'll get mad at each other.
Oh,
things
absolutely
won't go right.
Absolutely. But it's how you work through those things. So area code 415.
Hello.
Hi.
Aloha. Is this the Bay Area?
Aloha.
Are you calling from the Bay Area?
I am calling from the Bay Area.
Yay, I love
Yay,
the Bay
that
Area.
Was
I used to live there. I just recognized that. Anyway, let's
go ahead.
Yeah, there's like a connection between Hawaii people and San Francisco people. It's kind of weird.
There is.
I have a lot of clients in California, I must say. Tons of them.
Wow.
Yes.
I have kind of a deep question, and I'm wondering if my husband is seeing somebody else.
Okay. That is a whole reading there. The reason I say that is because, boy, you guys have had, you guys have a, that would be a symptom of a lot of issues that you guys are having, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like your marriage has really needed some tending to for a while. You guys have had a rocky, it's been hard. It's been hard for you.
Yeah.
And it feels like that there's not being any work done on the marriage, so it feels like that you guys are, it's so rocky right now that you guys are really not even communicating. Does that sound right?
Yes. I kind of feel
you,
like.
Well, and you're not getting any good communication. You're not getting to the core of anything. It's like you have all these issues more coming up, and then there's more things that have to be resolved. And it's like it's all building up, and you guys aren't getting to the core of anything. You're not sitting down and actually getting through to each other, because when you sit down and talk, I feel like you get angry at each other, and some issues come up to where one of you shuts down.
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like that there, I don't like saying these types of things on the air, but I feel like there could be a possibility of maybe, you know, where he's like been drawn another direction. Now, what that means, though, just let me be clear on that, because I don't think people understand what that means. Sometimes that could be even just talking with somebody, or, you know, forming a friendship or a bond with somebody else. And for women, that tends to not be acceptable at all either, because for women, when their husbands or boyfriends or whatever form any type of real tight bond with another woman, that's
red flags.
It's red flags, but it also feels as bad as cheating. Yeah. I have noticed it feels as bad as if, I mean, the sex part, who cares? They don't like the bond and the stuff that they have with someone else. So yeah, I feel like he could have created a bond with somebody, but just for your information, a couple different things. One is, I feel like there's so much problems prior to this that it really isn't very incredibly shocking to you. It's just
incredibly, not at all.
Yeah, it's incredibly hurtful. Number two is I've seen marriages that have had this happen or have had any type of bond happen such as that became amazingly stronger than they've ever been or ever were when they first got married. So that doesn't mean that that can't happen as well. Okay, so just keep that in mind. And you guys have a lot of work to do, but you guys are so angry at each other that you aren't, neither one of you are hearing either one of the other one when you're talking. So I think that the only thing you can do at this point is to kind of let all your anger go, because you can't do anything about his anger, and you need to decide, is this worth working out? Because if it's worth working out, you need to let the anger go and go, you know what, we have to start from a clean palate at this point, and we have to try to figure out how to get back to where we can at least communicate. And I think that you're going to notice if you let your anger go, his anger is going to subside. And people don't realize when they do that, but I specifically see this in your relationship. But a lot of times if women really let a lot of their stuff go, or the men, whoever I'm talking to at the time, the partner will feel that and they'll calm down and their energy will become completely different, and it'll come to a place where you can actually start communicating. But you guys really need to find a common ground. But I think you need to decide whether you want to continue on with this or not. It's a lot of energy that
I've been letting so much stuff go, though. That's the thing. I know you don't have a lot of time, but it's just kind of like, is this just going to keep happening? Because I never get the truth. I never get to the root of it. I try, but he's just,
okay, well, then
wanna...
tell me this, because I think I know the answer to this already. But you need to go, and you don't need to tell me this. What you need to do is just decide, is this worth continuing on with energy? Because if you do try to work this out, just for your information, I feel like it's going to be another at least year and a half to 2 years of doing the same thing that you're doing. And I feel like it's going to take really a lot of energy, as it has been, because you guys would have to be trying to figure out how to work with each other and try to figure stuff out. So you need to decide at this point in time if it's worth your time and energy. And then you need to make your decision accordingly.
And the universe is blessing me whichever decision I make. Is that correct?
Pardon? The universe is.
Am I making the right decision? Either one. I just don't want to make the wrong choice.
I can tell you a very easy way to figure that out. Yes, whatever that you decide is going to be correct for you. Exactly. That is true.
Okay.
Whatever feels right. And the way that you can get really clear on that, especially if you're confused, is something that I teach on my psychic and intuitive ability show, is right in your solar plexus, right in your heart area. When you think of making a decision, for instance, if you're thinking about staying within the marriage and feel how that feels right in your heart center, if it feels good, that's got your own internal guidance system, your own intuitive sense saying, you know what, this needs to be worked out. If it feels rotten and horrible, then it's guiding you the other direction. Then go to, okay, what if I decided it wasn't working out? What if I decided I wanted to leave? How does that feel? Then you go, not to your head, be very particular about not going to your head. Go to feeling how it feels right in the heart center and see if you were to leave, how does that feel in your heart center? And then if you were to stay, how does that feel in your heart center? And that, you should, when in doubt, always follow that, because that is very directly linked to your guides, to your own intuition, to the universal laws, to everything. That's where you will feel all of your guidance is in the body. The problem is people start going in the head right after that. Well, but if I do this, well, then if I do that, and that doesn't make any sense. And when you start going to the head right after that, then you will confuse yourself even more. So go ahead and try that later and just work through those issues and just feel how your body feels right in the heart center, and that will give you proper guidance. You'll be going right on with the universe and everything that you're supposed to be doing. And use that for everything. Use that for other things that you have confusion about or things that you're having a hard time making a decision about, okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You're going to do fine. Don't worry. Don't worry that you're going to make the wrong choice, because I feel that you are going to exactly make the right choice, and stop worrying about making the wrong choice, because you're going to be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's
all
coming
right
from, that's coming from your guides, that you're going to be fine. Everything's going to work out fine for you.
Awesome.
Okay. You have a wonderful
Thank
day.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha. All right, everybody, we're at the end of the show. So my webpage is jenniferopsychic.com, and you can contact me there or 808-753-0920. Almost forgot my own phone number because I don't usually tell people.
I was watching that. Okay. And check out her new whole mana consulting, and it's really a wonderful program. So check it out. And
we're probably going to be doing some shows. I think there's going to be one on Tuesday at 10 a.m. So we're going to try
10 a.m. Hawaii time.
Hawaii time, yes. So wherever you're at in your time now. Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.